Now, the lady who has been handling our scholarship committee for the last couple of years is phenomenal. She is so well organized. I wish I could be as well organized as she is. I'm like an artist, excuse me. But she is just phenomenal. She has everything down to a T, and she is a wonderful chairperson. So it is my pleasure to introduce to you Kate Mendez, chair of our scholarship committee.
Okay, before I commence with this, scholarship winners, please make your way up here if you haven't done so already. This is your big moment. Yes, come around behind me because you'll need access to the mic. Okay. I'm going to ask, in the interest of my own sanity, for all those at the head table to refrain from musical accompaniment at this time. I've been told I can ask. Whether or not there's follow-through is on the knees of the gods, as they say. All right. This is my second year chairing the scholarship committee, and it really is a privilege. As last year, I would like to give the nod to Ray Wayne, who was my predecessor, who did this for an extremely long amount of time and did a terrific job and laid the groundwork on which I sort of built all of the organization to which Mindy referred. So thank you, Ray. This year, it's my privilege to provide each of these fantastic three ladies with a scholarship, two in the amount of $1,100 and one in the amount of $1,600. And you may be thinking, now those are funny numbers. And that's true, they are. And they are odd because of a generous donation from the Buffalo chapter in the amount of $300, $100 each to augment the scholarships of each of our three winners. So thank you, Buffalo. Okay, our first winner, who will be receiving a scholarship in the amount of $1,100, is Brianna Kisselstein. Did I do it right this time? I did it! Brianna Kisselstein, okay. Brianna, if you would like to step up here and say a few words, we'd love to hear from you. This assumes I can step backwards in heels.
Hello. I just want to say thank you so much for the scholarship. I really appreciate it, and this conference has been wonderful, and I can't wait to come to the next one.
We can't wait to have you. You may stand here with the rest of your scholarship class. It took me a moment there. In the interest of financial integrity, I had to check and make sure I was giving the right person the right check. I can't imagine what would have been the fallout had I not. Or rather, maybe I can. I don't know. It's not a good thing. Our second winner has been an active participant in our organization on and off for quite a while, and I'm very pleased to give this next scholarship to Nefertiti Matos. This is in the amount of $1,100.
Good evening. It's been a true privilege to be amongst you for my first and certainly not my last New York State Convention. I'm very grateful to the Scholarship Committee for choosing to believe in me and my pursuits. I want you to know it feels darn good to be found deserving, and I now feel like I am yet another step closer to living the life I want. Sincerely, thank you.
I'm sorry, Carl? No, I will not get confused. This paper situation is easy. Before I actually proceed and give out this last scholarship, I would just like to say that part of the scholarship process, yes, the money is important, especially when you're a student. Yes, it's fantastic to come to the convention and get to know the members of the National Federation of the Blind, and that's what we, of course, are all striving for. But one of the best parts about being a scholarship winner, and I can speak from my own experience when it comes to this, is getting to know your fellow scholarship winners. You three ladies seem to have had a tremendously positive rapport this weekend. You seem to be such a cohesive group. When I was a national scholarship winner in 2001, I had the same sort of experience, and I'm still friends with the two ladies that I roomed with that year, and that was, it was quite a while ago. So I hope that you guys continue to build relationship, not just among the people who are here tonight in the broader sense, but also amongst each other. I hope that that becomes as important a part of your scholarship experience as it was in my case, because it really can be tremendously valuable. The last scholarship, big surprise, for the evening is in the amount of $1,600, and it goes to Khadija Hassan.
Yeah. So glad to have you.
Thanks. Yeah. Wow. Good evening, everyone. Wow. Thank you so much. Just wanted to take a minute. Being a visually impaired student who has moved to the United States 2 years ago, from an underdeveloped country such as Pakistan, and that does face the same challenges that Brianna was mentioning earlier this afternoon. We are a people that is kept behind closed doors, let's say, and all of my academic career, I never even knew anyone else with a disability, let alone a visual impairment. And I guess I have my parents and my peers and, of course, my teachers back home to thank for getting me till undergrad. And I think in high school, the biggest achievement for me was, wow, I got a CCTV, look how sophisticated I am. And moving here and getting into the system, first of all, with the Commission for the Blind, getting to know different organizations, getting to know the different services, the facilities, my rights, it's like such an entirely new world. And someone just told me to try and apply for the scholarship and see how it turns out. And I can't believe I made it this far, and I can't believe I'm in a room full of such inspiring people that hopefully I aspire to be. I aspire to be like one of you one day. And thank you so much for your hospitality and for your generosity. And really, this is extremely liberating, it's empowering, it's surreal, it's validating, and I think most of all, it's humbling. So thank you so much for welcoming me. Thank you.
I want to borrow this mic for just 1 second, prerogative of the chair, to say that this committee has done a fine job. Part of the evidence is from the winners we've had up here, these three young ladies, is part of the evidence of the great job the committee has done. The committee has also become a working unit, and that is largely due to the work of the chair. So, Kate, if you're listening.
I am, actually, and actually I need to say something else.
Consider yourself reappointed for next year.
Oh, he wanted it. Well, thank you, Mr. President, especially for your, deep and extensive consultation. No, I love doing this job. Actually, it's a lot of fun, and I'm so glad to have been preemptively offered the opportunity to do it again next year. But it really couldn't be done without the other members of the community, which Carl alluded to just now, but I'm going to reiterate because it's tremendously important. All of our scholarship winners have spent the weekend rotating through mentors chosen from the committee, and I want to shout those people out now because in addition to their other responsibilities here, they took the time to get to know these people who we hope will become new and active members in our affiliate. So thank you, all of you. Jessica Snyder is our newest member. Jessica, you did a terrific job. Thank you. We're so glad to have you. Chris Minkler. Mike Robinson. I'm working from Buffalo eastward. Let me make sure I get everybody. Lucy Cox. Romeo Edmead, who could not be here this weekend because he's, you know, tragically on a trip to Hawaii. But, St. Thomas? I thought it was Hawaii. Oh, okay. I've been misinformed. Apparently it was some other tropical fantastic location. But anyway, he contributed his mite via the scholarship call in the interview process. So thanks to Romeo, to Arthur Jacobs, the king of details over there. To Mindy Jacobson, Chansey Fleet, and Ray Wayne, of course, who I already mentioned, and please God let that be everyone, because if not, I'm going to be really embarrassed. Thank you all, and we'll see you again next year.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.